I'm absolutely delighted there, as most people would say, especially along here and East Donegal here now, with quite a few of the playgrounds now that have been in existence for, say, 10, 15 or more years. Like they're obviously been widely used, and obviously the wear and tear in these are telling in some places. So there's also, too, at the time they were being constructed, these playgrounds, and them were very limited in their size, so the equipment got into it. So now the council applies on behalf of all the different playgrounds to try and get them upgraded and extended, and it's accomplished for now. Last year there, we got Kestrel Fen was extended and upgraded, as was Killygarden and Stonarda there. So I'm just delighted to see now the convoy is going to get an upgrade, and obviously very much welcome this government funding, which will also, there'll be money coming from the council as well too, to try and do a fairly decent upgrade in it. Like, but again, these playgrounds are all very widely used, and it's important too to have all these facilities in every town. And I would say I'm particularly delighted for convoy now, because Convoy must be one of the fastest growing towns now in Donegal, like, and a lot more houses planned, so we'll need a lot more facilities like this, and I understand the committee there is very much involved in this and has been looking for this upgrade for a long time now.
And to receive this sort of funding, there's clearly a justification for it, that it is used, as you say. How important is it that these parks are built for kids to get outside into the fresh air?
Absolutely, because that's what we're talking about. So much time now spent inside on computer games and different things to get there. Like, so, and it's also, you know, a lot of these playgrounds are sort of, they're all weather proof in the sense that you can go out, you're not covered in muck or anything, and get there, so we can get into it. And, you know what I mean? You might have, in the wintertime, you might have stick a cloth or something with you to dry off the swings and things to get. But no, they are used extensively throughout the year, and particularly during the Easter. You have seen a lot of people out during the Easter there, and hopefully now from next week on, the weather's due to be getting better. Like, so it's great when you're driving past these facilities that you know, when they are. The community has been behind all of these facilities, initiatives with the community, and then the council and the different funding bodies come in behind them. So it's great to see that the parents have somewhere to go. Like, if it's just for an hour or two every day to get outside, a bit of fresh air for the children, but also for the parents too. And I would ask everybody in all of these locations throughout the county, it's very important too that these facilities are respected. Like, you do hear the occasional damage been done or something like that, you know, and it's important people come to it, they take their litter away as well too. You don't leave it, because while the county council and the government are funding all of these and they're upgrading and doing certain repairs, the tidying of them, the day-to-day tidying, is just left to the community groups, you know. So it's important that we respect the facilities there, like, for everybody's enjoyment, and that if people are taking snacks with them or anything, you know, for out for a couple of hours with children, they take the litter home and just try and leave the places you got it, and if not better, like. And again, if anybody sees anybody abusing it, it would be important to report it to the committee. But as I say, this is a very positive note. I know the committee have been looking to try and get some improvements made to the facility for a while. It's the Convoy Community Environmental Group, led by Liam Milley, that will initiate this playground and have been maintaining it for many, many years. So I'm delighted for them, and hope that they'll be money added to the grant as well, because 20,000-30,000 does not go very far nowadays, as we know. Like, and you wouldn't be willing to spend 100,000 on a playground, never mind 20. So it's great. It's no more than the people of Convoy deserve. As I say, a very, very large town, a lot of young families, a lot of new houses coming in there. So it's great, and hopefully everybody enjoys the facilities when it is gone out to tender and done up.